Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, featuring the competitive sport of cycling, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, March 21st, a very wet Monday here in Los Angeles at our studios in downtown Koreatown, Los Angeles. We've got race results from the Madera stage race coming up. We've got Kenda Cup West results as well. And we're going to listen to Sal Kalura talk about racing and bike racing and what you need to do to train for bike racing. Sal was a best all-around rider, overall winner in 2010 last year in Masters Criterium Racing in Oregon, riding for the OBRA, Oregon Bicycle Racing Association, Sal Kalura. So we'll be hearing him chat about base miles, warming up, nutrition, Criterium racing, and a little bit about post-events and what you should do after you race. So let's get into some race results right now. Race results in Northern California. The Madera stage race, taking place on March 13th in the men's pros, catching the podium in the third place position out of Boise, Idaho, riding for Hagens Berman Cycling, Daniel Bechtold. Second place for Sierra Pacific Racing from Fresno, Vincent Owens. And your winner, riding for California Giant Berry Farms Specialized, Evan Huffman. The women's pros in category 1s and 2s, Madera stage race overall on the podium. In third place, Missing Links, Leah Galloin. Second place going to Metro Mint Cycling's Ann Fulton. And your winner also riding for Missing Link Training Systems, Kara Gillis. And the Masters, category 1s through 3s, 35 and over. Dean LaBerge taking third place position. Second place going to Kevin Klein, riding for Yahoo Cycling. And your winner, riding for Stuzio Cycling, Brian Choi. That was the Madera stage race. Full details at usacycling.org. In Southern California, Tura Murrieta, overall GC, picking up third place, riding for SC Velo, Pam Schuster. Second place riding for the Now MS Society, Jenna Kowalski. And your winner riding for SC Velo, Beatrice Rodriguez. For the men's pros in category 1s, GC, Eric Barlavov riding for Team Exergy, taking fifth place. Fourth place going to Jelly Belly's Sergio Hernandez. Third place going to Nick Hamilton. Second place, Pista Palace's Eric Marcotti. And your winner, riding for Jelly Belly, Sean Mazik. That was the Tour de Murrieta overall GC. Complete results for that at scnca.org. And the Kenda Cup West, event number 2 at Benelli Park on March 12th in the Elite Women's Cross Country. Third place going to Cannondale No Tubes' Krista Park. Second place, Specialized Leah Davidson. And your winner riding for Luna Pro Team, Georgia Gould. For the men, Kenda Cup West, Benelli Park. Fifth place, picked up by Rocky Mountains, Raphael Gagne. Fourth place going to
Kenda H2 Overdrive, Sid Taberly. Third place, Specialized Todd Wells. Second place, Specialized Max Plaxton. And your winner, riding for Cannondale Factory Team, Jeremiah Bishop. Complete results at mtb-uscup.com. And again, that was the Kenda Cup West at Bedelli Park in San Dimas on March 12th. Upcoming events, Southern California has the Golden State Championship Series presented by Kenda. Fontana race dates, March 25th, coming up in conjunction with the Fontana City National single run format. Downhill cross country, that's at Fontana. Southridge Race Series Mountain Bike Racing, that's March 25th through the 27th. Full details at southridgeusa.com. And coming up in Northern California, we've got Dearney for the Masses. Not Mouses. Dearney for the Masses. This is track racing at the Hellyer Park Velodrome, a Tuesday night series, March 15th, 22nd, 29th, and April 5th. Category A's, B's, and C's, and juniors race for free as well. Gates open at 6 p.m. with warm-up starting at 7:30, racing at 7 p.m. Contact ballotdude2000@yahoo.com for any questions on Dearney for the Masses, or visit their website for the Hellyer Park Velodrome at RideTheTrack.com. RideTheTrack.com. Again, that's Dearney for the Masses. Tuesday night, track racing. And coming up on March 27th, Port of Los Angeles time trial on Terminal Island. And this counts for SoCal Cup points to the top six in SoCal Cup categories. This is the flat time trial, out and back. 10.4-mile race following Navy Way on Terminal Island. Again, that's the Riders 1 Pola time trial. Register at iamathlete.com or visit backontrackproductions.com for full details and a race flyer on that event. All right, three laps to go. Bennett's still up there. They're not even organized chasing him, it looks like. He's going to have two laps of him. Unbelievable. Chris Bennett, San Diego Bike Club. He's a monster. He's got monstrous legs. Two to go. Chris Bennett, and he's opening up the gap. Unbelievable. And who's chasing him? 213 is chasing him. That's Jack Lindquist at two to go. Jack Lindquist now has a little bit of a gap on the field, but Chris Bennett is going to come across the line way off the front at one to go. Jack Lindquist now has a little bit of a gap. Johnny Rondash and Johnny Walsh trying to lead the pack up, and there is the bell for Bennett. Chris Bennett has got the bell, and he's got a good gap. He may win this solo in the men's pro scratch race. I think he's got it, 244. But Johnny Walsh charging hard and pulling Danny Healy. Johnny Walsh, Danny Healy, Johnny Rondash in there on the infield. Chris Bennett picks off the win, and I think 233. Ian Moore in there for the scratch race final. All right, that was the men's pro right here at the Lavra Winter Omnium.
All right, a little action from the LA Velodrome Racing Association. It was a sprint finish. Track racing at its finest. Track racing is a really awesome sport to watch. So, all right, Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And we've got some recorded information. good stuff from Sal Kalura, a feature here. And Sal talks about racing, talks about bike racers, bike racing, what you need to race bikes. He's going to talk about base miles, warming up, nutrition, criterium training, post-event, and the whole bit. Let's hear what Sal has to say on Bike Sport Radio.
Hi, I'm Sal Kalura, the host of Velo Television, and I've been a competitive cyclist for about 20 years now. What we're going to talk about today is how to train as a cyclist, specifically for bike racing, as with regards to diet, training regimen, that sort of thing. So in general, one of the things I'd like to say about bike racing as a sport is that it does combine some aspects of, say, like running. There's sprinting aspect, and then there's also the endurance aspect. So it is kind of tricky to train for cycling because you have to be good at so many different things. Also, it's an individual sport, but it's also a team sport, and there are some tactics that go into it. And that's actually one of the things I like about it, is it pulls together all those different aspects of athletics into one sport. And it's really hard because the bike holds you up, so you can take yourself to a deeper level of pain, let's say. And also, there's some skill involved with racing and training, too. So we're going to cover some of those things today. And let's start with base miles. So the first thing we're going to talk about is base miles. That, in my mind, is the single most important aspect of training as a cyclist. What the base miles do is give you a base that you're going to put all that other training on top of. It does things like give you muscle memory, gets your body used to the bike, gets your brain used to the bike, just getting familiar with riding a bike. And it sounds silly, but it's really important. And another thing that base miles does is you're not necessarily going real hard. You're just putting miles on your legs, on your lungs, on your body. So I recommend, I like to do my training programs in time instead of miles. So for example, base miles would be a moderately paced 3 to 4 hour ride. And you could be doing that a few times a week. That's putting in your base miles. Now, usually that is during end of the winter or spring when people are getting ready for the season. But like, let's say you're doing cyclocross, which starts in the fall, maybe your base miles are during the summer. So base miles is just those miles you put on to get ready for your training, for your specific training that you're going to do for your events or your schedule. Whatever that may be, you have to start with base miles. Okay, so now we've reached Sunday. And again, if you don't have a race, then Sunday should be long, hard miles, 3, 4, you could go 5 hours if it's spring and you're trying to continue getting in your base miles. But let's assume it's a race. For your race, and I'll give you three different types of racing and let you know what to do for each of those. Let's say you've got a criterium, which would be a really short event. Well, in that case, you need a longer warm-up. Believe it or not, the shorter your event, the longer you should be warming up. Half hour to an hour of good, solid warm-up. If you have a long, long road race, let's say 75 to 100 miles, you really are not going to need as much of a warm-up. Just make sure when that first hard effort happens out on the road, you're at least ready for that. So get yourself, 15 minutes to a half hour of just general warm-up, getting on the bike, getting your legs moving, getting your heart rate up, opening up those lungs. Time trial, race against the clock, I like to be completely and utterly warmed up, similar to a criterium where you need to spend a half hour, an hour warming up. Possibly you're sitting on the trainer for that time. not stressing out your legs to the point where you're pushing the biggest gear you can, because you don't want to use up what you've got, but you want to really be spinning. You want to get your heart rate going. You want your body to be ready to go at the start. You need to be at 100% ready to race at the start. So as far as Sunday being race day, that's it. Warm up is probably the most important thing. And again, we'll talk about diet later, but after your event, also having a warm down. And along with that goes making sure your bike is in working order, making sure your brain is in the race. A lot of it is mental. Making sure you know your team strategy, what's going on with the other guys. If you're riding by yourself, making sure you mark that specific rider maybe that you're going to follow. And we'll talk about all of that a little bit later. But Sunday, remember, is your race day, and just be ready to go. Okay, so now I'd like to talk about some dietary things. And no matter what event you're training for or racing in with cycling, I think it's all really similar. You need a combination of carbs and protein before, during, and after your event. Now, everybody's carb crazy, and that's great. Carbohydrates, you're going to need them. You're going to burn through them. That's fine. But I'll tell you what, after about the first hour of your workout, those carbs are gone, and you're starting to rely on your stores of protein. So what I recommend is matching your carb intake with protein. Let's get specific about events. If you have a criterium, so it's a really short, fast event, I'm not going to have a big meal right before it. Hopefully, I'm going to have a bigger meal 3, 4, 5 hours before it, and then I'm just going to have some gel, some kind of high energy input to my body, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes before my event. So you want that meal to have happened a long time ago. Now, if it's a longer road race, then you can be eating all the way up to the time you go, basically. And then again, let's assume it's a morning event, big breakfast, but what you're going to want to do is supplement that with enough protein. So for instance, if you have a chance to use trail mix or something like that, you're in the car driving to the event or getting ready, just keep popping that trail mix. During the event, it's everyone uses the same thing basically. You've got power bars, different kinds of high energy bars. Drink protein replacement is good. I use a Pro Optimizer that really replaces your protein and carbs that you're losing. Drinking is also important. That's one of the reasons I like to take liquid meals on the go, because you should be drinking before you're thirsty. But especially on a hot day during event, if you're getting thirsty, it's too late. You should be drinking before that. And just keep your body topped off with fluids, because to perform at the highest level, you're going to need to be hydrated. Okay, now some specific training for criterium racing. I would recommend, if you can find a course near your home or someplace you can get to a couple of times a week where you can actually ride laps on, let's say, a half mile course or a kilometer course that has at least four corners, you're training yourself to ride corners. Now, I'm going to assume you know enough about riding corners that I don't have to go through that, but inside pedal up, enter on the outside, go into the apex, and exit on the outside. But just getting your body and your brain used to doing that is important. Now, the other thing for training for criteriums is you don't want to be at 75, 80, 90%. You want to be at 100% for an hour, maybe an hour and a half. One way to do this is to ride with other people who are going to push you. Maybe you're on that crit course and you're pace lining. Also, I would add a few jumps into that. So you're already almost at 100% and someone takes off. Well, guess what? Now you're going 110%. So what it does is gives you those jumps, because in a criterium, that's what's going to happen. People are going to take off all the time. You're going to come out of a corner and you're going to have to accelerate. So you're getting used to that environment. And again, like I mentioned, the Thursday nighter that we do, riding with other people and they're making you go faster than you want to. That's the kind of training that I recommend for criteriums. Also, your sprint workout that we talked about for Tuesday is very important, because chances are, at the end of a criterium, you're not going to be by yourself. Even if you're in a break, there's going to be 2, 3, 4, 5 guys with you. How are you going to beat them? You're going to out-sprint them. Working on that is really helpful. One thing I would also recommend is doing some uphill sprints and some downhill sprints. The downhill sprints will get you in that 53.11, really turning it over, and it'll just get you used to making speed out of your legs. And then the uphill sprints, what that'll do is build some power, and I think it also helps on your form. Sprinting uphill, it can look ugly, but as you keep doing it, you're going to smooth out and you're going to turn all of your energy into forward momentum, and that's how you're going to win those sprints. After an event, make sure that you're replacing those proteins. Protein is what's going to build your muscles. So let's say you have a really hard workout or a race and you don't eat within that half hour following your event. Well, guess what? You just got rid of any gains that you could have made. You need to feed those muscles with protein and carbs to rebuild. Otherwise, that entire workout was a waste. And I'll tell you what, if you're in a stage race or multi-day event, you need to get on that protein and those carbohydrates right after your event. You've got a 30-minute window where you need to make that happen. And specifically, it depends on the type of event, you know, your body weight. I'm not going to tell you how many calories to eat, because it's different for different people. But I will say this, you can potentially burn 3,000 calories in a long road race. Well, those have to be replaced. Not only that, you should start replacing while you're still racing. So I like to think of it as, by the end of the race, and you'll know this if you're an inexperienced cyclist, you are completely blown. Your body is drained. That's a bad situation. You need to get to the end of the race feeling like your muscles have been fed the whole way through. And one way to do that is to just keep eating. No matter what kind of nutrition you're using, no matter what brand name, keep eating those bars. Keep drinking your recovery. Let's say after the first 45 minutes to an hour of the event, you should already have started eating or drinking your replacement drink. You need to take care of that right away. Same thing with your liquids. Just keep the liquids coming in, hydrate yourself. That's a really important part.
Okay, thank you, Sal. That was Sal Kalura once again. And once again, Sal won the 2010 Obra Bar Series Best All-Around Rider for Masters in Criterium Racing. Some good tips from Sal Kalura.
Biking, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Once again, thanks to Sal Kalura for those tips on bike racing. And check out Bike Sport. bikesportradio.us. And motorists, hey, give us 3 feet out there. Cyclists, remember, drive your bike just like you would your car. Drive your bike. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio. We'll see you next time.